Very good, thank you. So this is the complete opposite of a busy bee. This is an unbusy sea to see inside. So please, this particular part of the evening, we learn how to get some peace inside our life and peace inside of our minds. And it's not that hard to do because I will be giving the guided meditation for the first about 10 minutes just to set you on the path of inner quietness and stillness. So to begin with, if you like to all close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, you'll find quite naturally you become more aware of how you are sitting. It is just that with your eyes open and so much of your brain is taken up with sight, now that's all closed down, there is more capacity to feel, to become more sensitive to your own body. So first of all, how are you sitting? Are you really comfortable? And if you can make yourself more comfortable, do so. The correct position to meditate in is not something you see in a book. It's something you feel at the beginning of your meditation. You feel what is the correct position for you. You can experiment. You can fidget your bottom. You can adjust your legs. You can scratch. You can cough. You can stretch your back, open your shoulders, whatever works. And you are mindful enough, which is aware of your body, to know what's comfortable and what is not. I'm always astounded at how unaware people are of their own physical bodies, which means they often get sick, because they're not looking after it. The mind is somewhere else. So now your mind is with your body. It's aware. And because you're looking after your body, you find you're also kind, caring towards this vehicle in which you will live for the rest of your life. Now sometimes as we meditate there are aches and pains or disturbances which cannot be alleviated by moving or adjusting your position. These may be the aches, the headaches, the backaches, the irritations in your body. Sometimes they're deep inside. But even though you can't reach them with your body, you certainly can reach those irritations or pains with your mind. Can you be aware of the irritation and the pain inside of you? Once you have mindfulness of any sensation, even deep inside, then you find you can have the ability to relax the tightness in your tummy, the ache in your liver, whatever it is. Because you're aware, you can relax these things. And you find that the trick, the key to inner relaxation of your body is adding the emotion of kindness, of care, of compassion. So suppose that you have indigestion. You're aware of your intestines, wherever it's located, and you give it kindness, letting it be, expanding, soothing. Even imagine you're caressing that inner part of your body with your mind. And if you have enough awareness, you will notice the irritation or pain get a little bit less. You are relaxing. easing the pains, the aches, the irritations, which stop us being at peace with our body. Relaxation is another word for a peaceful, tranquil body. So don't go any further yet. Keep your mindfulness on your own body. Even I meditated for many years, I still spend at least 5 minutes on my body, relaxing, soothing, healing it. And appreciating the feeling of peace inside your own body. Relaxation is a very pleasant physical feeling of high. So don't just be relaxed, enjoy it. Seeing if you can notice, even savor, the pleasure of a relaxed body. Like having gone to a spa, a massage, a hot tub or whatever, coming out afterwards feeling just $1 million. You can do that for less money by being aware and being kind. And noticing the body become free of constrictions. Parts of your body which are being stretched, loosen up, because you are not holding anything tight. You are letting the body go. And it relaxes. How does your body feel? Once the body is relaxed as much as you think you can make it right now, then you can just very gently put it aside. Now deal with the more crucial mental world. This is the world of your thoughts. Emotions, fears, plans, memories. We're going to try and relax that to bring it to a state of peace. Many people have a mind that is very, very tired because you've worked it too hard. So to begin with, you can follow this little mental exercise of imagining you've been carrying two heavy shopping bags, one in your left hand, one in your right hand. You've been carrying them for such a long time, your arms ache and your shoulders hurt. And you look down at the shopping bag in your left hand, and you see the four letters written on the outside, P-A-S-T. Because that shopping bag represents all of your past, all your history, all of your memories, both good and bad, which you've been carrying around far too long. That's why your mind is tired, why your heart hurts, And then you imagine a shopping bag in your right hand with the words written on the outside, F-U-T-U-R-E. Because that bag represents your future. All your fears, anxieties, as well as your hopes and dreams. All your plans, which again you've been worrying about, carrying around so long, that your mind is tired and your heart is worn out. Now you focus on just that heavy bag you're imagining in your left hand. And you visualize lowering that bag to the ground, representing your past. When it meets the ground, the weight, the heaviness vanishes, allowing you to move your hand away from the handle, to allow your left hand and your arm to relax, recuperate, re-energize. You put down your past. Now imagine the right hand bag representing your future, so heavy. And slowly you put it down on the ground. When it meets the ground, all the weight of your fears and the anxieties vanish. Allow you to move your arm, your right arm, up to your side, so that too can recuperate. You put down the past and you put down the future so that you can relax, find some peace and then some strength. Later on you pick up those two bags, but now we put them down to rest and find some peace. And you imagine yourself standing between those two heavy bags in this incredible, beautiful, free place between the past and the future. We call it now, the present moment. Your being here, letting all of your past vanish for a while. You don't learn from the past, you learn much more from the present. And you don't make a happy future by worrying about it. The best you can do for your future is to make peace, be kind, be gentle right now, in the place your future is being made, right now. This little exercise helps you put down your real past and future, so you don't always have to keep thinking about it. You can be in the middle, this present moment, and relax. And find peace in the now. When you stay in the present moment, Don't forget to be kind, opening the door of your heart to whatever's happening right now, welcoming it in, caring for it, not trying to change it or do anything with it. If you make friends with this moment rather than being afraid of it, don't be afraid. Let this moment be. And you find you have great peace, stillness, and a feeling of happiness at last. Don't be afraid of this moment. Let it be. And know how it feels, how restful, how peaceful is this present moment when you are friendly to it. In order to maintain the present moment awareness, see if we can use a device called the breathing to keep us from wandering off and thinking and picking up those bags again. Can you be aware of your breath going in and going out? Wherever that awareness is unimportant. Just so you know, you're breathing in. Just so you know, you're breathing out. And know that feeling, that sensation of the breath, as fully as you can. Almost filling every part of your mind with every sensation which makes one in breath, with every feeling which makes an out breath. Letting go enough that your breathing is natural and unforced. You are just watching, not controlling. And again, give up fear. Let the awareness rest on the breath rather than grabbing onto things. As you breathe in, you can breathe out, breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. Breathing in peace. Breathing out, let go. Feeling the peace grow inside of you. Letting go of all stress and tension and tiredness. Breathing in peace, energy, health, freedom. Breathing out all your fears and anxiety. Breathing in peace. Breathing out, let go. Getting close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? What's it like inside of you? After almost 30 minutes of meditation? How relaxed is your body? And how free does your mind feel? Peace of mind is no more than freedom freedom from always having to be something, go somewhere, fix up something, solve something. The freedom of just being. When you're just being, the peace grows stronger and stronger. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. So please listen to every sound from the gong and wait until the 3rd ringing of the gong fades away. When the 3rd sound from the gong fades, that is the time to open your eyes and come out from your meditation. Excellent. So now